Evening practice didn't end till 21:40, leaving little time before bed. But having seen the stunts Bean's squad was preparing, the army was excited instead of weary, fairly scampering through the corridors. Most of them probably understood that what Bean had come up with were stunts, nothing that would be decisive in battle. It was fun anyway. It was new. And it was Dragon. Bean started out leading the way, having been given that honor by Ender. A time of triumph, and even though he knew he was being manipulated by the system, behavior modification through public honors? It still felt good. Not so good, though, that he let up his alertness. He hadn't gone far along the corridor until he realized that there were too many salamander uniforms among the other boys wandering around in this section. By 21:40, most armies were in their barracks, with only a few stragglers coming back from the library or the vids or the game room. Too many salamanders, and the other soldiers were often big kids from armies whose commanders bore no special love toward Ender. It didn't take a genius to recognize a trap. Bean jogged back and tagged Crazy Tom, Vlad, and Hot Soup, who were walking together. "Too many salamanders," Bean said. "Stay back with Ender." They got it at once. It was public knowledge that Bonesaw was breathing out threats about what somebody ought to do to Ender Wiggin, just to put him in his place. Bean continued his shambling, easygoing run toward the back of the army, ignoring the smaller kids but tagging the other two toon leaders and all the seconds. The older kids, the ones who might have some chance of standing up to Bonesaw's crew in a fight. Not much of a chance, but all that was needed was to keep them from getting at Ender until the teachers intervened. No way could the teachers stand aloof if an out-and-out riot erupted. Or could they? Bean passed right by Ender, got behind him. He saw, coming up quickly, Petra Arcanian in her Phoenix Army uniform. She called out, "Oh, Ender!" To Bean's disgust, Ender stopped and turned around. The boy was too trusting. Behind Petra, a few salamanders fell into step. Bean looked the other way and saw a few more salamanders and a couple of set-faced boys from other armies drifting down the corridor past the last of the dragons. Hot Soup and Crazy Tom were coming quickly, with more toon leaders and the rest of the larger dragons coming behind them, but they weren't moving fast enough. Bean beckoned and he saw Crazy Tom pick up his pace. The others followed suit.
"Ender, can I talk to you?" said Petra.
Bean was bitterly disappointed. Petra was the Judas, setting Ender up for Bonesaw. Who would have guessed? She hated Bonesaw when she was in his army. "Walk with me," said Ender.
"It's just for a moment," said Petra.
Either she was a perfect actress or she was oblivious, Bean realized. She only seemed aware of the other dragon uniforms, never as much as glancing at anybody else. "She isn't in on it after all," thought Bean. "She's just an idiot." At last, Ender seemed to be aware of his exposed position. Except for Bean, all the other dragons were past him now, and that was apparently enough, at last, to make him uncomfortable. He turned his back on Petra and walked away briskly, quickly closing the gap between him and the older dragons. Petra was angry for a moment, then jogged quickly to catch up with him. Bean stood his ground, looking at the oncoming salamanders. They didn't even glance at him. They just picked up their pace, continuing to gain on Ender almost as fast as Petra was. Bean took three steps and slapped the door of Rabbit Army Barracks. Somebody opened it. Bean had only to say, "Salamanders making a move against Ender." And at once, rabbits started to pour out the door into the corridor. They emerged just as the salamanders reached them and started following along. Witnesses, thought Bean. And helpers, too, if the fight seemed unfair. Ahead of him, Ender and Petra were talking, and the larger dragons fell in step around them. The salamanders continued to follow closely, and the other thugs joined them as they passed. But the danger was dissipating. Rabbit Army and the older dragons had done the job. Bean breathed a little easier. For the moment, at least, the danger was over. Bean caught up with Ender in time to hear Petra angrily say, "How can you think I did?"
Don't you know who your friends are?
She ran off, ducked into a ladderway, scrambled upward. Karn Karby of Rabbit caught up with Bean.
Everything okay?
I hope you don't mind my calling out your army.
They came and got me. We seeing Ender safely to bed?
Eh.
Karn dropped back and walked along with the bulk of his soldiers. The salamander thugs were now outnumbered about 3-1. They backed off even more, and some of them peeled away and disappeared up ladderways or down poles. When Bean caught up with Ender again, he was surrounded by his toon leaders. There was nothing subtle about it now. They were clearly his bodyguards, and some of the younger dragons had realized what was happening and were filling out the formation. They got Ender to the door of his quarters, and Crazy Tom pointedly entered before him, then allowed him to go in when he certified that no one was lying in wait. As if one of them could palm open a commander's door. But then the teachers had been changing a lot of the rules lately. Anything could happen. Bean lay awake for a while, trying to think what he could do. There was no way they could be with Ender every moment. There was classwork. Armies were deliberately broken up then. Ender was the only one who could eat in the commander's mess, so if Bonzo jumped him there... But he wouldn't. Not with so many other commanders around him. Showers. Toilet stalls. And if Bonzo assembled the right group of thugs, they'd slap Ender's toon leaders aside like balloons.